It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, including right here on the World Soccer Report.
It is time for the Rowdies Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
Ho, 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 and welcome to a very Merry Christmas special of the World Soccer Report. In today's episode, the thermostat is turned way down, drawing Santa Claus into the studio for a special segment. You may even hear a little silly tune, so don't go away. Although it's not snowing here in Florida, the temperatures are sinking, but this humidity isn't really going away, though. That was your daily weather report, right here on the World Weather Report. Oh, wait a minute. Well, I tell you what is going on in Florida is transfers, more specifically with the Tampa Bay Rowdies, as they have announced they will keep 9 senior players for the 2022 USL Championship season. These 9 people are goalkeeper Raiko Arozarena, staple defender Jordan Scarlett, lethal finisher Steven Dos Santos, bright winger Connor Antley, magical midfielder Jan Ekra, supreme super sub Lucky M. Kosana, promising striker Jordan Adebayo-Smith, electric winger Deion Harris, and versatile midfielder Sebastian Daugard. I know they aren't done announcing returns and transfers, and as always, you can catch all of the latest Rowdies news right here on the World Soccer Report. Former Loudoun United captain and defender Timmy Mell is set to join the Rowdies for the upcoming season as well. With all of these players staying and or coming in, that of course means some players will be departing. All of these players have served their time with the club with passion and pride, and we as supporters owe them each so much. Ian McGrain and Luis Fernando were declined of a contract, while Evan Loro, Max Lekowecki, Jordan Doherty, and Zach Steinberger are currently free agents. We here at the World Soccer Report wish these ballers luck in wherever they may end up. Now, I think the Easter Bunny might go trick-or-treating on Valentine's Day. Really? You're saying I listed all of the wrong holidays? Who's that dude with the beard at the mall? It's Santa. For this next segment of the show, I want to welcome Santa Claus to the show. Woohoo!
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! It's the magical time of the year where I wake up and bring you presents again. My reindeer are actually huge fans of soccer, believe it or not, so they convinced me to watch a game. Luckily, I picked a Liverpool game to watch, so the quality of soccer was good, but you can't hate on me for my soccer preferences because remember now who has all the presents, I'm not quite sure what you youngsters call this nowadays.
Santa, it's the worldwide game of the week.
Yes, what he said. Liverpool drew Tottenham Hotspurs 2-2. You bet your bottom dollar Harry Kane should have been sent off. But no, instead he scored. For Liverpool, Andy Robertson provided a goal and an assist for Diogo Jota before being sent off himself for a challenge on Emerson Royale. Heung-min Son tapped the ball home as well after Alisson made a howler of an error.
And now it's time for the Christmas special to really kick off, because Santa himself will be telling you his 5 favorite players on the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Santa, get back in here, it's time for your solo.
Ho, 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 sing of snow, it's time for my favorite, so here we go. I'll spell my name as an acronym, then stuff a player to a letter within. Not to spoil what this may seem, but my favorite players are all holiday themed. So, let's begin.
S. Sebastian Guenza Tree. I idolize the Tampa Bay Rowdies captain and deeply hope he returns to Tampa in 2022. In Santa's humble opinion, I think he should have won the league's MVP award. A. Adebayo Chris Smith. The name's a stretch, but man oh man, this guy is entertaining to watch play. He bagged 2 game winners last season against New York and Hartford, and ho ho ho, I can't wait to see him back. N. Deion Nutmeg Harris. This one's a stretch and I can hardly count it, but it fittingly works because of how skillful the young winger is. He is another player returning for 2022, meaning his skills will shine brighter than the lights on Christmas Eve. For T, Juan Toyhada. Ha ha ha, see what I did there? 2 of the joys of the world combined into 1, receiving toys on Christmas and Juan Tejada. This guy is so nice. He's the personality of Tampa Bay, for his smile could light up the whole city and the tree in Central Park this Christmas. I sure hope he re-signs a deal with the Tampa Bay Rowdies. And finally, A. Connor Antlers. Honorable mention to Aaron Guillen, who came to mind for A as well. I just couldn't think of any holiday-themed names for Guillen. But Mr. Antlers works equally as well. An exciting winger who is returning for 2022, Antley has electric pace and a great cross, which makes him delightful to watch. Oh, I'm super excited for his return next season.
Woohoo! Give it up for Santa Claus's radio debut! You rocked it! Or should I say snowballed it? Ha 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 ha! Nobody's laughing. Be sure to follow my Instagram account, at World Soccer Report. That's at symbol, World Soccer Report, all one word. And if you're listening on the radio, be sure to check out my Spotify archives by searching up on Spotify, The World Soccer Report, not all one word. Thank you for listening, and as always, thank you to Radio St. Pete Online for being my home base here on the show. Before I close, since this is the final episode of 2021, I would like to deeply thank each and every one of you who supported my growing show these humble few months. It has grown to heights I never imagined. If you are new around here, or you are a seasoned veteran of a mere 5 months, I hope this show brightens your day. That's what I ultimately aim to do week in and week out. From everybody here at the World Soccer Report, we wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and, of course, a Happy New Year. This has been the World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the game. Merry Christmas!